For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is a reminder to make sure that you visit Village Green. They're your resource for questions about your health. You can go on the website. You can visit the store. You can ask questions. They do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. And please do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Joseph Lamb on genomic testing. And that is such a compelling subject today. Now, our guest today is Dr. Maggie Laidlow. She acquired her degrees in human nutrition from the University of Guelph. Her doctoral research was in the area of rheumatoid arthritis and supplementation with anti-inflammatory oils, such as fish and borage seed oil. Now, our topic is clearing up the confusion about omega-3 supplements, what you need to know. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thank you. Glad to be there.
Well, we have always not enough time to get all the information that we would like to achieve during a show. Please tell us a little bit about your background first, your research, because I find it fascinating.
Yes, I actually was originally a medical laboratory technologist, but I became very interested in the field of nutrition around the 1980s. There's a lot of buzzwords about nutrition at that time, so I began to study. I did my undergrad and my master's degree, at the University of Guelph, and then worked for several years at the university, teaching, lecturing, doing labs before I did my PhD and continued on in the field of natural health products because they are a booming area of interest and research both to scientists and to the general public. So that's why I got into the field of natural health products.
Well, and that field is very fortunate to have you. I noticed that your research, you've done some research on the effects of breast health herbal formula supplement on estrogen metabolism. You have a depth, certainly a lot of research on omega-3 fatty acids, and that's our subject today. Now, we do talk about that subject a lot, and I personally think we can't be more thorough. So we want to keep going with the subject of omega-3s. And let's just go into background. I find that people are confused about essential fatty acids, what it means if something isn't essential, and particularly the omega-3s and 6s. So you're the perfect person to clear that up.
That is a good field, you know, and it's a good topic of interest for the public because we hear lots of things in the popular media about how good omega-3 fatty acids for you, and they certainly are. But there's also the problem of the typical North American diet. The typical North American diet is very high in omega-6 fatty acids. And from research, we've learned that omega-6 are not that great for you. You need some in your diet, of course, but you certainly need some omega-3s as well. And up until now, up until, say, 10 years ago, we've been pushing this, what's called the PS ratio, the polyunsaturated versus the saturated ratio. Of course, that meant saturated was bad, butter was bad, oils were better. But now we're looking at the oils a little more closely and saying that, you know, not all oils are great for you. There are some oils that are better than others. And that's where the omega-3s come into the picture, that in fact the omega-3 oils tend to be better for you. in terms of your overall health and certainly longevity than do the omega-6 fatty acids. And that's where my field of research has landed over these last few years.
And, you know, what we talk about is balance, that sixes aren't all bad, threes aren't all good, that it's a balance. And we certainly have been out of balance for decades.
That is the problem. I mean, in a population that's eating well and eating properly with the balance, your what's called your omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be somewhere in the range of 3 to 1 to 4 to 1. So for every three parts of the omega-6 you should be eating, you should be having about one part of the omega-3s. But in North America, with a big intake of meat and a lot of saturated fat products and a lot of omega-6 products, our ratio tends to be 20 to 1 or even 30 to 1 in some people. So that ratio is totally out of balance, and that's where all the sort of chronic diseases of the North American population come into play.
And that's what we want to emphasize, that this imbalance increases inflammation, which
yes.
increases these chronic diseases.
And, you know, inflammation used to be thought of as something that was related to infection. So, you know, you cut your finger, you got an infection. The inflammation was the body's reaction to that infection. So you need that inflammation to help clean out all the foreign substances that might have gotten into that cut. And then the inflammation dies down and you're fine. But now we're finding that many diseases, we're looking certainly at cardiovascular as a major one, but also diabetes, possibly Alzheimer-type mental illness-type things. They're all related to some sort of what we might call a systemic low-grade inflammation in the body, and that's where those omega-6s come into play, because they're what we call the precursors. They're the building blocks for substances that tend to be inflammatory in the body. And, for example, in cardiovascular disease, we now know that the initial problem with cardiovascular disease is this low-level inflammation of the vascular system, of all those veins and arteries that run throughout your body. You get low-grade inflammation there, it sort of builds up, and that's where atherosclerosis begins. So looking at that inflammation as an overall problem in the body is where that omega-6, omega-3 ratio comes into play.
It does, and inflammation is the byword now. Most people are understanding it's like a fire out of control.
Absolutely.
Even though
it's systemic. It's systemic meaning it runs throughout the body and affects different people in different ways, depending on their genetic makeup, on what they normally eat in their diet. So some people can eat, you know, you hear these people that are 90 years old that have been smoking and drinking and eating saturated fat since they were infants. Well, not smoking and drinking, but certainly saturated fat, and they're fine until they're in their 90s. And other people in their 40s and have already got major cardiovascular problems. So, you know, the dietary intake is not the sole part of this, but it's certainly a major part.
It is, and I'm glad you're mentioning this, because we're looking with interest at longevity and life expectancy, and I know you know this, that though our life expectancy appears to have improved over time, although if age adjusted, it's not that significant, but what we're seeing is these chronic diseases earlier and earlier in the under 20 crowd.
Exactly. In fact, you know, during the Vietnam War, which was years ago, and probably in these more recent wars, the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, when they were bringing some of those so-called body bags home with all these young fellas who had been killed in the war, they did analysis. They did autopsies on these young fellas. And these were 18 to 22-year-olds, and they already had the starting effects of atherosclerosis. They already had some of that hardening of the arteries at the age of 20.
Right. You know, that study started in World War I, I believe, or two. I'm really drawing this from a long time ago, but they found very healthy vessels in this young age group we're talking about right now, the young soldiers. And in Korea, by Korea, they were starting to see problems. By Vietnam, they couldn't not find some evidence of it.
That's right. They couldn't find completely healthy veins and arteries. And, you know, the thing about that, you know, you think, well, okay, it builds up a little, gets a little more stiff. It's called arterial stiffness. But it's like when you're born, your veins and arteries are very elastic. They're like an elastic band that you can really stretch out. And so they respond very well to any stress. But when you're older and you've got that stiffening of those arteries, then, you know, you get cortisol flowing throughout your bloodstream. It has a different effect on those veins and arteries than if you were younger and could sort of, you know, the elasticity allows you to sort of, you know, go with the flow, so to speak, pardon the pun. But later, that arterial stiffness really affects how you handle stress, how you handle various other aspects of an unhealthy diet, etc.
Well, we're really delving into this, and I appreciate your expertise and your comments, because this is an important subject. We do want to make sure we cover as much as possible, and I'm reiterating that the 3-to-1 ratio, 6-to-3, is what's ideal. And in North America, Western cultures, we are at 20-to-1. Is that,
in general, certainly.
Yes. Is that changing, Dr. Laidlaw, with the information people are achieving right now, or is that still the same?
It is changing gradually. We are tending to move down a little bit as people reduce their intake of meat, for example, and increase their intake of fish and chicken a little more, chicken being less concentrated in omega-6s than meat. And so with our small dietary changes, you know, it's like a ship turning in the ocean. It's very slow, and it takes a long time. It's going to take probably another generation before we actually see some effects, some really beneficial effects in terms of cardiovascular disease risk of stroke, et cetera. But it is starting to change a little. I'd say probably, you know, going down from a 20-to-1, we may be at 15 or 16-to-1. I haven't seen the latest research on that, but certainly we're moving down a little, and certainly there's been lots of information in the public media and in the popular press in terms of those benefits of omega-3s. Although there are also controversial published papers saying, omega-3s, maybe not quite as good as we thought, but there are so many. There are thousands of studies on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. So I think that ratio is changing, but I don't think it's fast enough to make a major difference in the next few years.
No, it isn't. And you brought up the key word, the difference in genetics. And we talk about epigenetics. And so when one generation has this kind of diet, it affects multiple generations until some generation turns it around and changes what they pass on. So it's even worse than we know, and we are going to carry on this conversation. We have lots of exciting material to cover, folks. If you've just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, inviting you to stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more from Dr. Maggie Laidlaw.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we invite you to join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Joseph Lamb on genomic testing. Very good topic. And today's topic is a hot one. We're talking to Dr. Maggie Laidlaw, and she acquired her degrees in human nutrition from the University of Guelph. Her doctoral research was in the area of rheumatoid arthritis and supplementation with anti-inflammatory oils such as fish and barrage seed oil. Now, our topic is clearing up the confusion about omega-3 supplements, what you need to know. We talked about the importance of increasing our omega-3s so that we reduce this pro-inflammatory ratio we now have of too many of the essential omega-6s and too few of the essential omega-3s. So let's carry on our conversation, Dr. Laidlaw.
Certainly. So what we were contracted by a manufacturer to do was to look at some of these different sources. I mean, there are lots of sources out there, whether you're talking about fish or krill or some other algae, plants, etc. There are lots of different sources of omega-3s. So we took four of the most common ones that were in the marketplace, and we did an analysis. We had our subjects take the We did a baseline count of their omega-3 ratio. We had them take the supplements for a certain period of time, and then we did an end count of those same omega-3 ratios. And we found quite significant differences among the four, which were actually quite surprising to us, because we see lots of ads in the newspapers and certainly on the television about the benefits of this oil, the benefits of that oil. But when we looked at it in detail in a scientifically rigorous study that has been published, we noticed quite a bit of a difference among the four supplements that we chose.
Well, I've looked at the research. Tell us what to look for. How do people know what to do when they see that bottle? What do we look for?
Well, first of all, we're looking at the EPA and the DHA. We're not just looking at the omega-3s overall. We're looking at those two particular fatty acids, and EPA is short for a big, long name, eicosapentaenoic acid, DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. Those are the long-term scientific names, but they're most commonly known as EPA and DHA. And so you're looking for a reasonable dosage of those two fatty acids. So, for example, in one of the products we tested, it had an EPA content of 325 milligrams, a DHA of 225. You were supposed to take two capsules per day. The recommended dosage, that's another thing that you should be looking at, the dosage. So that gave the average consumer a dose of about 1,100 milligrams of EPA and DHA. And that's in the ratio of what the public, what the American Health Association is telling the public that they should be taking in order to maintain good health, about 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. Whereas in one of the other products, this product happened to be a krill oil product, There was a very low dose. EPA was 75 milligrams, DHA was 45, again, two capsules of dosage. So that only gave you 240 milligrams in total of both of those omega-3 fatty acids, which really, in terms of the outcome, didn't do an awful lot for your that beneficial range of omega-3 to omega-6 to omega-3, that ratio that we always look at, didn't really do all that much for it beneficially. So, I mean, while people are told that you know, this krill oil is good for you and you take two capsules a day, it's not going to do a heck of a lot for you, at least in terms of your cardiovascular disease risk at that dosage. And yet that is the recommended dosage on the bottle. So you have to look at the dosage and what you're going to get. You're trying to aim for about 1,000 milligrams a day if you're a healthy person. If you're not a healthy person, it's quite the dosages are quite different. So you have to really, you know, it's a good idea to talk to your doctor if you do have cardiovascular disease, if your doctor tells you you have a high triglyceride, rheumatoid arthritis, for example, or even osteoarthritis. It's a good idea to talk to your doctor, although I must say that doctors are still, a lot of doctors, I won't say all, but a lot of doctors are still not quite up to speed on some of these, what we call complementary health prescriptions, so to speak.
Yes, I do not like to call nutrition alternative. It is not. It is scientific. It can be. The nutrients can be tested. This is the math of the body that we're dealing with, what I call the math of the body, the biochemistry. And so
exactly. And that's why we do. That's why we always tout the manufacturers that do the scientific studies on their products. There's no point in, you know, if you've got a fish oil, you can always look at that. As I said, there are hundreds and thousands of research publications. But how do you know that your product is going to act the same as the ones that were done in those other studies? That the best test, and although it costs a bit of money to do a clinical trial, then you have a marketing edge because you can tell your consumers that the scientific study that you're referencing was done with your product. So you know those results are scientifically rigorous.
And I noticed that the study you mentioned tested effectiveness.
Yes.
Which this is what the bottom line is. How effective are the nutrients? Because our tissues can't work with forms that aren't effective.
Precisely. And our when we looked at effectiveness in the actual publication that we did, we looked at the cardiovascular disease risk, the risk of sudden heart attack, the risk of long-term coronary heart disease. We looked at some of the things that really matter. I mean, some of the clinical outcomes, not just, okay, your EPA went up and your DHA went up in your bloodstream. That's not what matters. It's beneficial, of course, but what matters is what does that mean in terms of health? So that's why we looked at actual cardiovascular disease risk reduction based on well-known parameters of that, well-known biomarkers, how we measure that. And we noticed really significant differences there in terms of which were the better products for reducing your cardiovascular disease risk and which were not so good. Now, having said that the krill oil that we tested didn't give a good result, that was at the manufacturer's dose. Certainly, if we upped that dose to what was in the fish oil product that was the best, then perhaps we get comparable results, but that wasn't what the manufacturer was recommending.
Right.
So
it
really depends on what the manufacturer is recommending has been tested. Was that krill oil dosage tested? Did they know that the increase in EPA and DHA was not very good? Who knows?
Right. And again, we get back to genetic differences and gene variants that people have. And I remind people that the recommendations from the Institute of Medicine, National Academy of Sciences, those recommendations are for healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
And that applies statistically to 24% of the population, which
and
means...
And possibly even going down.
Oh, I asked a statistician to do this, and
yep.
I had guessed and not told him that it was about 25%, and I was being generous. I would venture to guess it's far lower than that. So that leaves 76% of the population as basically unhealthy. People who have diseases, people who take medications, people who have developmental issues, gene variants.
Precisely.
We are now recognizing, thanks to the genomic studies, how many variants there are and why some people need extraordinary amounts to meet to for them to be optimum. And I always say we care about the person's personal RDA.
Yes. And we're getting there in terms of the nutrigenomics. You know, in 10 years from now, you'll get a blood test. It'll tell you what you should be eating, what medications you might need, what natural health products you might need. That'll all be there in 10 or 20 years, but it isn't there yet.
Yes, that's why I'm averse to one diet for all people on Earth. It's like, you know, one shoe size for everyone on Earth. And we have to individualize. So let's talk a little bit more about, we covered dosing. Let's talk a little bit more. You started in on other conditions. What other health conditions benefit significantly from omega-3s?
In terms of omega-3, the ones that really, really have good research, well, of course, coronary heart disease, hyperlipidemia, in other words, this high triglyceride, this high fat level in the diet, hypertension, high blood pressure. We know that omega-3 fatty acids lowers blood pressure. Not a whole lot, but enough to make a difference. And then, of course, the study that I did from my doctorate in rheumatoid arthritis, there's pretty good evidence in terms of the anti-inflammatory effects of omega-3 fatty acids for rheumatoid arthritis. In terms of some of the others, I will say that the jury's out. In other words, the scientific rigor is not there yet in terms of us being able to say, yes, it has a definite benefit effect. There are some studies that show benefit effect, some that don't. For example, things like allergies. An interesting one that has shown some benefit, I believe, I've got a colleague here in Guelph who works on this, is autism. Kids that have autism that are put on and it's a fairly high dose of omega-3s, are showing differential effects. Another one is some of these mental ones, like bipolar disorder, possibly Alzheimer's disease, other things like dementia, depression, things like that, and some of the asthmatic type things, asthma and eczema, some of those inflammatory autoimmune type diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. So there's a whole list of them. Crohn's disease is another one of those autoimmune inflammatory ones. And the one that really is interesting is what we call the metabolic syndrome. And you mentioned the 24% of healthy and North Americans. Well, there's probably about a 40% group in there that have what's called metabolic syndrome. That those are people who are usually middle-aged, a little bit bigger around the middle. Their cholesterol or the LDL cholesterol is creeping up. Their triglyceride is creeping up. Their blood pressure is creeping up. Their blood sugar is creeping up. They're all sort of borderline, but not in the actual disease state. That syndrome, that metabolic syndrome, is very prevalent in North America. And it goes with a slightly high BMI, you know, the body mass index, the height versus the weight. And that is, I mean, looking at our obesity and our overweight statistics, we know that there's a large segment of the population that's in that range. And metabolic syndrome seems to be sort of maybe because the jury's still out on this one. In terms of omega-3s, there could be some beneficial effects there in preventing people from going from a sort of a precondition into a full condition. So that's quite exciting research that's ongoing just now.
It really is. And I remember when metabolic syndrome was called Syndrome X, which stood for excess LDL, excess abdominal weight, excess high blood pressure. And I still think that was probably a better name for it because it's descriptive. And
given all the excesses.
Yeah, that's right. And I do work with patients with autism. And it's in any of these situations, a person who is more deficient is going to be more responsive to replacing what they're missing. And that's why we do get some variance. But then again, we see these patterns. And I'm glad you mentioned the brain because we talk a lot about that. And I'm actually going to be lecturing this weekend to the group that does biofeedback, neurobiofeedback. And they're very interested in what makes the brain healthy. And number one on my list is omega-3s because DHA is part of brain structure.
And in fact, at the moment, we're doing a bit of a sort of a white paper on something called traumatic brain syndrome.
Yes, TBI, we call
TBI, it. Yes. And TBI, of course, is becoming more prevalent with more people doing these high-risk sports, et cetera. And just things like automobile accidents, swimming accidents, where young kids have a TBI, traumatic brain injury, that really devastates the rest of their lives. So we're looking at whether high dose of DHA, for example, immediately following that traumatic brain injury, is that going to be beneficial?
Oh, I'm so glad you're doing that. Let's talk about this more in the next segment because it's so contemporary. And if you've just joined us, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more wonderful information from Dr. Maggie Laidlaw.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning, and you can join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Joseph Lamb on genomic testing. Our guest today is Dr. Maggie Laidlaw, and she acquired her degrees in human nutrition from the University of Guelph, and her doctoral research was in the area of rheumatoid arthritis and supplementation with anti-inflammatory oils such as fish and barrage seed oil. Now, our topic has been clearing up the confusion about omega-3 supplements. We've covered quite a bit. We've talked about dosage and how to look at that label. We also were talking about the brain, and we want to continue that discussion, how important omega-3s are to the brain. So, Dr. Laidlaw, let's go into more detail about that.
Yeah, just one thing in particular, we're doing a bit of research on TBI, traumatic brain injury, the thing that happens when kids go swimming and hit their head on a rock and get a spinal cord injury, for example, or in car accidents, motorbike accidents, all of those things. And certainly in some of the troops overseas coming home with traumatic brain injuries due to explosions, et cetera. And there's been a lot of study on this. They've done many studies on different pharmaceuticals. Nothing really successful thus far. And so we're starting to think, well, maybe we should be looking at some of those omega-3s, maybe particularly the omega-3 DHA, which is the one that is in high amount in the brain. It certainly is in high demand, especially in newly born infants or even preborn infants in terms of the brain development. So that's one area of research, one of the areas of research that's really quite exciting these days. We don't have any big clinical trials done yet, but I think that's in fact where that's going to be heading in terms of TBI, because a traumatic brain injury can devastate the rest of the life for a young individual, and we have to really start looking at some ways to deal with this beneficially.
And it's the immediacy that seems to count. You know, I remind people that the brain is the only, let's call it system, organ system, if we want to think of it that way, that we don't check. If you start at the top of your head and you go, okay, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, and you keep going down your body, there are specialists, and we go preventively. The brain, we do not check on. And we until our behavior is so obvious or we've had an obvious injury. And my understanding is there's some new research that you don't have to have a concussion for the brain to be damaged to the extent that it alters mood, cognition, and behavior.
That's exactly true. And in fact, we're now seeing that brain injury, and particularly in traumatic brain injury that's related to coma, there's a huge immediate effect. Of course, you've got a mechanical injury, you've got a physical injury, but almost immediately you also have inflammation. There's that word inflammation again. You have inflammation because the body's immediate reaction is to try and heal. And you heal by bringing blood cells, white blood cells to the area, et cetera, et cetera. And so that inflammation normally would be a good thing. But when it continues on and on, when it persists, that's where you get the long-term effects in terms of cognition, in terms of learning. We're even thinking perhaps now that TBI may eventually lead to things like Alzheimer's down the road, because that effect of that immediate injury is very long-term and involves a lot of inflammation. So that's where the omega-3s make them into effect. And the other thing about those omega-3s, especially the DHA, is that it doesn't just – we always know that the omega-3 fatty acids act at the level of the cell membrane, but now we're seeing they also act in the nucleus in terms of what's called transcription.
Wow.
So that's when your DNA changes to RNA. The RNA is what makes all the proteins, and some of the proteins that are being made are beneficial, of course, but some of them are not. Some of them are these hyperinflammatory proteins, and that's where we may see the effects of some of those omega-3s at the level of the cell nucleus, not just the cell membrane.
Well,
very
that's
exciting
news.
Research.
It is. That's news, and I'm always excited. I always learn something on these shows. I don't know. I don't think it matters how much expertise people have on a subject. There's always something new to learn. And that.
Oh, I'm constantly reading the latest articles, the latest research articles. One other thing I was going to say about labeling, just going back to that, you know, a lot of the media, public media, the print press, et cetera, talks about, oh, we have to worry about the levels of contaminants in these supplements. You can take your fish, eat your mackerel or your salmon or all the ones that are high in fat, but where are they coming from? Are they fresh? Are they farmed? Are they wild? How much contaminant have them in? We know all about mercury and other levels of contaminants. And that's the thing about fish oils. We can clean those fish oils. In fact, the company that I work for, Nutrisource Diagnostics, has an international, they're the go-to people for an international standard for fish oils, IFOS, International Fish Oil Standards. And all you have to do is Google the verb IFOS, and you'll find out what are the good ones in terms of quality, but also in terms of not having contaminants. So I wanted to make sure that people realize that there are resources in terms of finding the good fish oils.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned the IFOS. The standards do make a difference. And what should a label read when someone is purchasing an omega-3?
Well, of course, it should give the source. I mean, we know the better sources of omega-3s in terms of the different fishes. We know that herring and salmon and wild salmon particularly and Atlantic salmon and wild mackerel are the best sources of omega-3s. So it should give the source. It should give the dosage. Not just the dosage in one capsule, but what's the daily dosage? What's in those number of capsules? What is the daily intake that you're going to get if you consume the amount recommended by the manufacturer? And then it should certainly tell you that it's free of contaminants. You don't want mercury, you don't want cadmium, you don't want any of those heavy metals in your fish oils, especially if you're a pregnant or lactating woman. So it should tell you certainly that there are no contaminants in there. It's also a good idea for it to tell you that this is from a sustainable source. That's one of the other things people worry about. Are we going to fish our oceans dry? And some of the companies are very particular. The one that made the one that we tested, the Nordic Naturals, they certainly have a standard that they go by in terms of their sustainability. It's called the Marine Stewardship Council. And it gives what's called a chain of custody, where the fish comes from, is it sustainable, is it being renewed, things like that. And consumers these days are really interested in sustainability aspects.
Yes, and that's new in the last decade or two. All we talked about was what fish you should be eating, and then all of a sudden we were starting to look at, oh my goodness, are we depleting species? What are we doing to the ecosystem? So that's exciting, isn't it, that we're paying attention?
And that'll be more and more. I mean, as I say, Nordic Naturals does that already. There are a few other companies that do that already. And I think the consumers are going to be demanding that more and more. Are we sustainable? Is what we're eating, is what we're getting from the sea, is it sustainable? Are we going to damage our environment?
Well, good questions. We had a guest on the show earlier in the year, and it's Dr. Michael Lewis, and he had access to the database, the blood samples in the military, and he found that those that had the were more likely to commit suicide, because I didn't know this, I'll just fill you in on this part, that when they draw blood on people in the military, they draw extra blood and keep it. And therefore, it's a rich source for evaluation. And what he found is that those who had attempted or committed suicide had lower omega-3 fatty acids.
Why does that not surprise me? Of course, it's related to the whole depression issue around omega-6, omega-3 ratio. That is really, really interesting research. I'd love to read more about that.
Yeah, and I think the goal is, what can the military do? This is not that hard. To provide the military men with what their brains need, not just their bodies, but their brains.
Yeah, and you know, that could be done with fish meals. But sometimes if you're in the middle of an arid desert, for example, in Afghanistan, it's pretty hard to get meals that include fish. So supplementation is not difficult, especially if you look at, you know, in this study that we did, we looked at the relative costs. Some of the costs, the Nordic Naturals product, for example, is much cheaper than many others that are supposedly be better for you according to the advertising. So you can get a dollar a day, and is that worth the life of a soldier, a dollar a day for a supplement? I would say so.
Yes, well said. I like the way you explain items. What about what have we not discussed, Dr. Laidlaw, that we really need to flesh out?
Well, one of the things I would say is that, you know, the recommendations from the American Heart Association, from the international medical organizations, are always somewhat conservative. They have to deal with the whole population. But given that we know your statistic, 24% are normal, so to speak, in terms of health, the other 76%, there's something there somewhere. Some of them are severely ill, but some people are in that great big, well, actually the majority are in that great big middle group. And I would say, you need more than 1,000 milligrams. I mean, you can go up to 3 grams, which is 3,000 milligrams per day, without having to be monitored by your doctor and watch out for what's called your bleeding time, your blood getting a bit thinner. If you're on anticoagulants, then I would not recommend that. But if you're someone who's just wanting to look after your health a little better, then I would recommend probably 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. I take more than that because I have arthritis, as I mentioned to you previously. But for the average population, given our background count or our background intake of omega-6s, plus there is a lot of what we call competition in the body, in the metabolic systems, there's a lot of competition between omega-6 and omega-3. And as long as our omega-6 is way up there, I think we need a little more omega-3 in our diet than what is generally recommended by our conservative health organizations.
Agreed. And we have more to talk about in our final segment. If you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Maggie Laidlaw on omega-3 supplementation, what you need to know.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and it's brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. I want to remind you that Kevin and I are here. We alternate, as I said, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, Kevin's going to discuss with Joseph Lamb genomic testing. That's going to be very interesting. And today's show is very interesting. We're talking with Dr. Maggie Laidlaw, who's an expert in nutrition, has a PhD. She has accomplished some really significant, important research. And we've been talking about omega-3 fatty acids, one of her areas of expertise, and the importance of those omega-3s, as well as clearing up the confusion. We've talked about dosing, how to know you're getting a good product, and other things. So we have some good pearls of wisdom to go forward with. And Dr. Laidlaw, can you give our readers some more tips?
Well, first of all, you know, in terms of the benefits of omega-3s, like DHA and EPA, certainly we know that prenatally, DHA is very important for the brain development in the fetus and the developing infant, for eye development, the retina of the eye, skin, hair, and also every cell in your body. Every cell membrane, and every cell has a membrane, and the cell membranes have to have a certain percentage of those long-chain omega fatty acids, both omega-6 and omega-3. So it's very important for every single cell of the body to have enough omega-3 fatty acids. Now, you can get them from fish oil, of course. You can get them from fish. But you can also get them from other sources. Some of those other sources are plant forms, and nuts and seeds and leafy greens. And, of course, these days we do have our omega-3 eggs, omega-3 milk, for example. For example, an omega-3 egg, a regular egg, contains about 40 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, whereas an omega-3 egg can have anywhere from 150 to 300 milligrams. And so that's a real benefit. That's a 4 or 5 times benefit, up to maybe a 10 times benefit in some instances, depending on the egg, in terms of getting your omega-3s. Now, the problem with the plant sources, of course, is that most of the omega-3 in those plant sources is from what we call a precursor. It's called alpha-linolenic acid, and that the body can make DHA and EPA from that alpha-linolenic acid. The problem is, and there are two problems actually. One of them is that rate of conversion from the alpha-linolenic acid in your foods that you take in, the oils, is very, very slow. You get about a 1% to 5% conversion ratio of that alpha-linolenic to the EPA and DHA. So it is better for the body to take in the actual EPA and DHA. And the other problem is that conversion of alpha-linolenic acid that you get in your plants to the EPA and DHA is affected by a lot of things. For one thing, it's affected by what else is in your diet. If you've got a lot of omega-6s, they're going to compete for the same enzymes that omega-3s compete for. Are you getting older? As you get older, that conversion ratio is not as good as when you're younger. So really, in terms of omega-3s, better source is fish or fish oils. But if you're a vegetarian, you can get your omega-3s from other sources as long as you eat enough of those other sources. That's one thing I wanted to mention.
Right. And one thing I found comical is when you're describing the conversions, here again we get into the epigenetics where some people are like cats.
Yes.
They don't convert. And I noticed in the pet store they sell flax seeds for cats. Well, flaxseed oil, they can't convert it. And they're appealing to the humans who think flaxseed is good. The cats need to have the EPA, DHA. Fish is their best source, fish oils. I have a friend that kept trying to make her cat a vegetarian, and his hair would fall out. And
yeah,
they
doesn't work. Now, the one thing I should say about flax, if you're grinding up flax and putting it in your breakfast cereal or your yogurt or whatever, you may not be getting a lot of omega-3 oils, but you're getting wonderful fiber, a fiber that we actually looked at is related to reduction in breast cancer incidence. So there are other things in fiber, and in fact, of course, or in flax, rather, there are other things in your leafy greens like kale and collard and all those greens, dandelion greens. They have lots of things called phytonutrients, which are also very beneficial, but you're not going to get your daily dose of omega-3s from eating kale unless you have a couple of barrelfuls, which I don't think we want to do.
Right, and I know that there are products where they extract the DHA from algae. And those are more expensive products, has been my observation. But for those who wish to be strict vegetarians, especially vegans, we do look at those products.
That is another source, yes.
Yes. Well, we just we have about 4 more minutes to talk about any final tidbits, any final hints. I sort of like to wind it up with, first of all, what kind of symptoms do we see generally? Skin, eczema, dermatitis, cognition, vision issues, mood disorders. These are things that you mentioned more specifically. Immune dysfunction and maternal infertility and problem pregnancies and the fetal growth. You mentioned that. Eye development. Pregnancy success is very important. Have we missed any any systems that depend upon good omega-3 fatty acids?
I think you've covered the gamut from A to Z, or should I say A to Z in the U.S. What I would say, though, is that I noticed nowadays, certainly in things like baby formula, we now see DHA being added. In prenatal supplements, we now see DHA being added. That's how much the research has, how far the research has come in terms of affecting what is going to happen to the supplements. We never used to see DHA in infant formula. We never used to see DHA in prenatal formulas for women, supplements. So I'm so happy that some of our basic research on these issues is being converted into practical applications for the consumer. And related to that, of course, and I've talked about this before, when you're looking at any supplement, it doesn't matter if it's omega-3 fatty acids or some other supplements, particularly in the health food stores, look for a label that they mention a scientific study. You know, everything these days is evidence-based. It's called evidence-based research. Whether you talk about politics or economy or anything else, it's all evidence-based, and that certainly goes for things that you're going to consume. You want to know that what you're actually taking in is going to do something good for you, and it hasn't got anything bad in it. So always look for a label where the study has been done on their particular product. Then you know you're getting the scientific rigor that you need to get.
You know, that is a critical piece, because when you read about a product, they give a lot of information about omega-3s in general, which may be accurate, but is it accurate about that product? That's what you're telling us.
Exactly, and that's what our study, in fact, showed, that although some of the other products we tested, an ethyl ester fish oil, a salmon oil, the krill oil, I mean, they all say they're great for you, but what are they basing that on? I mean, the study that we did looking at the actual manufacturer's doses did not show a lot of beneficial effects in some cases, and certainly in terms of long-term benefits for the heart and for the brain, etc.
Dr. Laidlaw, let's talk about more sources, because people are interested in more than fish oil for a variety of reasons. So go into a little bit more detail on that.
Well, in terms of things like nuts and seeds, the one that's always mentioned, of course, is walnuts. Walnuts are a good source. Again, it's that alpha-linolenic acid, so it has to be converted. But certainly if you're adding walnut oil to your salad dressings, or if you're eating walnuts as a really healthy snack, you build that up over the day, and you're going to get a fairly decent source of omega-3 fatty acids, albeit the ALA source. And some of them certainly have a good ratio where they've got a lower amount of omega-6 and a higher amount of omega-3. So you have to sort of look at things like hazelnut oil as well as another one. I mentioned the walnut oil. Wheat germ is another source, for vegetarians. They eat a lot of things like wheat germ, that some of the healthy foods that they like to eat. And in terms of things like seeds, we have some good sources. Sesame seeds are a source. I'm trying to think of some of the others. Some of the others include the flax seeds, chia seeds, one of the newer ones. Chia seeds, I'm sure you've seen them in the marketplace. They have a good source of omega-3 fatty acids, although you have to eat quite a bit of them. All of the nuts, almonds, pistachios, Brazils. Brazils, not so much. They're a lower source, but certainly almonds, cashews have a little bit of omega-3s. But the one that comes to mind always, certainly by nutritionists when they're advising their clients, are the walnut oils. And then in the seed side of things, the chia seeds, some of the newer ones, some of those are not too cheap, though. The chia seeds, I know, are still pretty expensive. There are some others. Salba's another one, I think, that's out in the marketplace now that's a high source of omega-3. But really, if you're looking for that real boost to your bloodstream, you really need to look at a fish oil supplement. And you can get some very reasonably priced ones these days.
Well, good. Well said. Well said. I like what we've talked about. I think we've covered everything from mood, mind, memory, hormones, infancy, the retina. We've covered cardiovascular, autoimmunity, immunity. Joints.
Also for those people who are interested in their appearance. I mean, skin and hair.
Skin and
very
hair. Thank you. Big reminder.
Very benefited.
And thank you, Dr. Laidlaw, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. I want to remind you that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And remember, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on both places. And I am reminded, as our lives move forward, Every day is a new day. Every minute's a new minute. And that gives us a lot of opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Also, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.